Here's Josh Leuenberger, Raptors reporter. What did you make of that comment post-game from Nick Nurse?
Well, I'll tell you this. Nick Nurse sounded as exhausted as we were in the studio last night in that clip there. I think the best thing to come out of last night's game was that it's the last West Coast game of the season. No more late starts.
Well, that's true. And that's not even that late. I mean, it was a 9:30 tip-off. They can deal with that. And
overtime, though. It was 12:30, 1 o'clock by okay. the time that game ended.
All right. I'll
Josh, you're getting
that.
Soft.
Yeah, no kidding, man. Who are you kidding?
I know. We got the nice backup studio to work in, too.
Well, that's where we are right now.
It was a fun time.
Yeah, I thought it was an entertaining game. I mean, I didn't think Oklahoma City didn't show much until the final 7 or 8 minutes. And then when Paul George fouled out, that was it, effectively. I didn't think Russell Westbrook, even though he had his numbers, which he always does, didn't scream like this was a dominant Westbrook night necessarily. But, I like that Nurse said, listen, we're going to take everything we can out of every experience because it's all about where we're going to be in 3 weeks.
Yeah, and there's your lesson for the Raptors there because they were on their way to one of those rare 48-minute effort, 48-minute performances, and what would have been one of the most impressive wins of the season. Pretty much wire-to-wire dominance until the fourth quarter there. And I think that's where a lot of Raptors fans will get concerned is, well, they let the Thunder back into the game. And yeah, I mean, it wasn't great. They coughed up the lead in the fourth there. But to your point, Brian, I think the lesson that you take out of that game is maybe more valuable than what you would have gotten out of it had they continued to blow them out of the water. Instead, they took their foot off the gas, and there's your lesson there. You take your foot off the gas against a capable team like that, and in the case of last night, you have to work 5 extra minutes. And in the case of a lot of other nights, especially in the playoffs, you lose that game. So I think there's your lesson there. And then in the overtime period, I thought they looked really good. I mean, they held OKC scoreless for 4.5 minutes. They lock down defensively, and we've been saying this all year. When they play like that defensively, they're as good as any team in the NBA. We just haven't seen it as frequently as we're going to need to see it in the playoffs. So I do think you take something out of that game, and that's a valuable experience at this time of the year, especially when you've got a schedule like the Raptors have from here on out. They'll see OKC again on Friday, and after that, they're not going to see another elite team or anything close to an elite team. And that doesn't mean they'll be tested because, I mean, Brooklyn, Miami, those teams are fighting for the playoffs. They're going to be hungry, but I think these are their last real playoff-caliber tests before the actual playoffs come.
Josh, you just mentioned when they're playing and playing well, they're as good as any team in the league. You're around all the games. You're around the visitors. What is the perception around the league amongst the other teams? Or have you heard chatter from other players on different teams or other coaches? What's the perception of the Raps heading into the playoffs?
Yeah, I mean, I think they're sort of the wild card, which kind of seems strange to say about a team that went into the season expecting to be a contender in the Eastern Conference. But I'm not sure anyone really knows what to make of the Raptors. To put it perfectly, I was on with Cause, I think it was yesterday, and he asked me if I knew who this Raptors team was. And I started thinking about it, and I'm like, no, I don't really know who they are, but I'm not sure that's a big deal because I know who they can be. And I think that's the perception around the NBA is everyone knows how good this Raptors team can be when Kawhi is healthy and playing and when he's not using the games as practice. I'm not sure that we've seen Kawhi at his ceiling, at his absolute best much this year, which is what makes them so scary because the come playoff time, if he's fresh and playing at his full capacity, he's still a superstar player, a top five caliber player in the NBA. And that's what's really interesting about all of this, because if this is even possible, I think Kawhi in all of this load management drama has sort of become underrated here in Toronto, where I think maybe people are starting to forget how good he is. But even around the NBA, he didn't play much last year. He was in San Antonio. So even before that, it's not like he was a team that was getting a ton of attention. And now he's a part-time player. So that sort of is what's lurking in all of this, is come playoff time, if Kawhi is that guy again, an MVP-caliber player, I mean, this team is really good, can be really good.
With Josh Leuenberger, that's what I see. Listen, the wins speak for themselves. They're one of the top four teams in the East. And with Philly's big win last night, it feels like it's going to be Philly in the second round, if and when that happens.
Yep.
But all the ingredients are there, I think, for them to have the deepest and most explosive, 7 or 8 man rotation in the East. including Philly's starting five, including even what Boston could be if they met their expectations. Because what I see is when Kyle and or Kawhi don't play, the ball movement somehow improves, but it's there. You know, the capability for them to move the ball is there. They have a couple of killers in Kawhi, in Lowry. You've got Marcus Gasol here now where the ball movement has obviously been on display and the amount of open shots and assists have been escalating. You got Pascal Siakam, who is dominating games. Like, his stat line last night, 33-13-6-2-1. Like, that's gross. And I think once you get to the playoffs and you get to the high-octane-type moments, you're going down to a seven-man rotation of Lowry, Van Fleet, Fred's another guy who's back now, Kawhi, Green, Gasol, Ibaka, Siakam. And that 1-7, there's a lot of options, a lot of flexibility, and I think it's as dangerous, if not more dangerous, than any other 7-8-man rotation in the East.
No, I agree with you. Let's face it. This season hasn't unfolded in the way that the Raptors would have drawn it up necessarily. I mean, Lowry and Leonard, they haven't played more than five consecutive games together at any point this season. Just about everyone else on the roster has missed time. So that's not ideal. But at the same time, I think the Raptors have gotten everything they've needed to out of this season. And arguably more, as you put it just now, it's like, going into the season, there were so many question marks. We didn't know if Kawhi would show up and if he would be healthy. He did show up. He has been healthy. We didn't know if Lowry would be a good soldier, and he has been. We certainly didn't expect Pascal Siakam to be a rising star in the NBA, not just a most improved player favorite, because I think we may have seen that coming, but a legitimate star. That's been an added bonus. We certainly didn't expect Marc Gasol to be on this team. And while I know a lot of people look at what Jonas Valanciunas has been doing in Memphis and his career high 33 points last night, it's not that the Raptors didn't think he was capable of that. It's just they were never in a position to give him the opportunity to do that. So Gasol comes in. He's not going to put up the numbers that JV is putting up in Memphis right now, but I think he gives them a better chance to win in the playoffs. So I think they're in a really good spot right now. The concern, if we're looking for one, is that, yeah, I mean, they haven't had a ton of time together to build chemistry and all of that. And as a result, I think they've been inconsistent at times, and at times it looks like they've never played together before. But I think the other end of that conversation is, as Lowry put it the other day, is they're really good. They're really talented. They're all experienced. So they're smart players. And they believe, they're confident that when the time comes, they'll be able to figure it out on the fly. Maybe they're right. Maybe they're wrong. And we'll figure that out pretty soon, I would say. But I think, as you mentioned, Brian, they're in just as good of a spot, if not a better spot, than those other three really good teams in the East.
Thank you, Josh. Always appreciate it, buddy. We'll do it again soon.
All right, guys. Talk to you soon.
Josh Leuenberger, Raptors reporter.